It's time for Steel High Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Siebert's Garage, Fortney Printing, 230 Cafe, Pete's East End Pub, Mid-Penn Bank, the Steelton Italian Club, TJ's Car Wash, and Jazzland. Now let's take it out to the game with Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Spartan Center here on the campus of Milton Hershey School. This is Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser for the first round of the BIAA AAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. And the District 3 champion Steel High Rollers get the face off against the Blue Raiders. Not the Blue Raiders they're used to seeing, but the third-place team, District 11. That would be the Tamaqua Blue Raiders, and going to have an interesting contrast styles a little bit here. But one thing's for sure, it's not going to be an easy game for Steel High here tonight.
No, definitely not. And I think many times what most people realize when you have a first-round state game and you win the district championship like Steel High did in just a magnificent fashion against Fisher McDevitt, there's always the potential of that hangover. And it's something that I know that Coach Rick Binder is very aware of, very wary of, and he's very concerned about the fact that you've got a team in Tamaqua that is capable of playing a slowdown game and making points and possessions at a premium. And if you don't come out and shoot the ball well, or you aren't able to get opportunities in transition like Steel High normally is, then every possibility is that you may be in for a long evening against an opponent who can hang in a game. This Tamaqua Blue Raiders team is a team that is capable of pulling the upset. It's just a matter of whether or not Steel High comes out on their game.
The District 11 champion, of course, is Pottsville. They are undefeated on the season. This Tamaqua team had four cracks at them. In the third one, which is, I believe, in the league playoffs.
Schuylkill League championship game, yeah.
It was after the first quarter, Pottsville 2, Tamaqua nothing.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that that's not where we're going to go today. But it's entirely possible. And I think both these teams, because they play zone defense and are very comfortable in their zone, you see one team get a lead, you're probably going to see the other team have to change things up. So neither one of these teams wants to go man-to-man. But if the other team starts extending a bit of a lead, you're going to have to see the two coaches, Casey Kashulik of Tamaqua and Rick Binder of Steel High, make moves in that regard. So I think it's very important because the styles of these two teams, whoever gets the jump early, whoever gets that early lead is the team that definitely is in the driver's seat. Even more so, a game that goes up and down, you can have a lot of lead changes. I think tonight, this is a game you want to go out front and you want to go and hide because you got to force a team. Both these teams want to focus and really be centered upon their defense. You force a team out of their comfort zone, all of a sudden, it gives you much more of a chance to advance.
I will take time out. When we come back, Brian, we'll talk to Steel High head coach Rick Binder. Again, it is Steel High and Tamaqua. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Basketball on WMSN.
Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steel Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe in High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
We're back for the pregame show alongside of Steel High head basketball coach Rick Binder. Coach, what can you say about this team to start off the effort in the district playoffs to go all the way through, you know, underdogs in the last two games, I think, admittedly, and to play the way that they did really says a lot about their character.
Well, like I said, to beat the 13 seed and then the 5th seed West York, which actually we were the underdog, and those two teams, it was a great experience. We played about as well as we could play at that time. So it happens. If it's a 7-game series like the NBA, you know, they win, you know, 5-1, or, you know, that's just the way it is, 5-2 or whatever. Same with both teams. But any time in any one game, you get hot shooting like you did against Susquehanna, you know, and we made some plays against McDevitt. But that's behind us now, and, you know, while it's good to get a district, I'm trying to reel my kids back in for a tough game tonight.
So many times you'll hear coaches talk about peaking at the right time. Do you feel like your team is peaking and that we may still be able to see more out of this team?
I'm hopeful, but we had a couple snow days and some delays, and we didn't really have a couple of good practices, so I'm concerned about this game and the tempo that they're playing. They're going to try to slow this thing down, okay, so we got to make sure we can put pressure on them, that we get ahead, and we're not still feeling good about the district championship. That's a great thing, but kids are kids, and I've been trying to get on them as much as I can and keep them grounded, but it's been hard, I'll be quite honest with you, for the first couple of days.
District 11 is, I mean, well noted for physical teams having some size, but also playing that slow it down, 2-3 pack it in type of defense where you're going to have to shoot usually your way out of a team and get them out of the defense that they're comfortable with. How important is a quick start today?
Well, that's what we talked about. We played here twice. We played against Milton Hershey. We played Harrisburg here while we didn't finish that game off well. But it's going to be, you know, we're going to have to get after them, get off to a good start, and you have to play four quarters. Everybody's good in the state tournament, all right? So, and sometimes it was upset, so the third team might be better than the second team, or, you know, different things like that. So we got to take one game at a time, and this is the one that we got to do. But we're going to have to put a lot of pressure on this team, hope we get some easy baskets in the turnovers, and then stay ahead, okay? Because if we have to go man-to-man, we're not very deep, and then we have some foul problems, and that's what concerns me.
A lot of people look at the offensive side, but once you hit playoffs, is it true that it's defense that really is the thing that's going to anchor any team?
Because it's neutral courts, you know, it's neutral. I was unbelievably surprised how well we shot for the first time being at the Giant Center against Susquehanna. That just doesn't happen, and we shot pretty good against McDevitt, but you know, hopefully we take good shots. We've been trying to keep them grounded, but this game, you know, there's a letdown after district championships. I've been in a few, so we've been fighting them with that, you know, but we'll want to see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
That was Brian Kaiser with Steelton High Spire head coach Rick Binder. We'll be back with more after this on the pregame show. You're listening to Roller Basketball on WMSN.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
And welcome back to the Spartan Center here at Milton Hershey School. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser for Steel High and Tamaqua. This game, again, getting a late start because of what was a foul fest in game one here where Bishop McDevitt, Auden Reed out of the Philadelphia Public lead. Final score was 80-71. I know we had 17 fouls in the third quarter of that game alone.
I think I actually picked a foul up somewhere along the way, although I couldn't confirm that at the score. I mean, everyone was getting fouls, and they were just three different guys fouled out of the game. The game went on forever, but McDevitt advances, and good for them because that's a team that you knew after they lost the game against Steel High, they had to regroup. Took them a little while, but finally put away the number four seed out of District 12.
And they will advance into the second round. Also a winner tonight, Mannheim Central won what must have been a thrilling 35-32 game.
Well,
low-scoring game was close.
Hey, before you start making fun of that score, don't think that we couldn't potentially have something like that here, too. So we'll see how the game ends up shaping up, but you got a Steel High team who likes to play good defense. They'll sit back in that 3-2 zone and force you to try to shoot them out of it. The issue for Steel High has all season been their lack of height. And tonight, Tamaqua has a player in Brett Kashulik, the coach's son, who has almost 1,500 career points. The D1 athlete, although it's in baseball, he's going to Rider on a scholarship. Has a chance, he's going to probably take over third place all time in Tamaqua school history as their third leading scorer of all time. His size poses a threat. I don't know that they have the guard play to keep up, but if you don't shoot well, if you're the Rollers, you could find yourself in trouble. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for both these teams. Let's start off with Tamaqua, 21-6. Casey Kashulik is their head coach. First appearance for Tamaqua in the state since 1995 when they lost to Mechanicsburg in a first-round matchup. Their starting lineup tonight, they'll bring, I believe, Russell Blaker, a 6'1 junior averaging 8 points per game. Bo Rochette, a 6-foot senior. He's the leading scorer on the team at a little over 16.5 per contest. Nate McDonald, a 6'1 senior at 5.5 a game. Tyler Skripko, a 5'10 senior at 3 points per game. And Brett Kashulik, a 6'7" senior at almost 16.5 points per game. That's the Blue Raiders of Tamaqua. And now the Steel High Rollers, they're 22-5 under head coach Rick Binder. The District 3 champions will send their usual starting five out to the floor. Jerron Grayer, the hero of the district championship game, a career-high 26 in that game. Grayer, a 6'1 junior at 8 points per game. Daquan Fleming, 6'1 senior, over 20 points per game, will get a start at one of the guard positions. Daquan Jenkins, a 6-foot junior at 16.3 points per game, gets another guard spot. Kayvon Jackson, a 6'1 senior, at 10 points per game. Gets another guard position. And the fifth starter, Malachi Young, the 5'10 freshman, he averages about 3.5 points per game. Look for Ja'Kai Bowman to play a major role in this game as he has through the district playoffs for Steele High. But you're starting five. It's not a deep team, but a team that is playing their best basketball at this point in the season. For Steele High, 15 district championship titles and their first state appearance since 2010 when they lost the first round to Holy Redeemer.
Well, we are going to have an anthem. We'll take time out. Steele High and Smokwa back after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown Super 91.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back to the Spartan Center here at Milton Hershey. Steele High and Tamaqua take the court. Steele High in the home white. Tamaqua in the road blues, as it will be Kashulik and Fleming to start. They're at center circle.
That's essentially your concession of Tamaqua's probably going to win the tap, even though Fleming is a great leaper. I think Steele High is just going to settle in and say, let's go play some defense.
Mitchell steps in, and this ball game's underway. Actually, Fleming had good position, but knocked it out of bounds. I believe it's going to be Tamaqua basketball.
Stole it on the way up.
Yeah. So here come the Blue Raiders. Vertet across midcourt. He's a 1,000-point scoring court guard for this team. Kashulik top of the key. They swing it around. Rotet now down in the corner is McDonald. Back to Rotet, and there's a steal. Jenkins going to the bucket, lays it up and in.
Last thing that you can do is turn the ball over on plays, making it easy transition buckets for Steele High. We'll keep an eye on that all night.
Rotet, bounce pass, gets it to McDonald. McDonald across midcourt, right side. Back over to Rotet. Kashulik, top of the keys, big guy. He also can shoot the three. He gets the pass knocked away, but it's picked up by Skripko. Tries to pass it off underneath, and it is knocked out of bounds by Zuber.
Already the second turnover of the game in the first 43 seconds against the Blue Raiders. You got to figure they're going to have a little bit of nerves here.
Three-point attempt from Jackson. That's no good. Rebound. Rotet will bring it down the other way, and he will stop just short of midcourt. Quick pass, now gets it back, top of the key. Runs it over to Skripko. He'll try the jumper. That's in and out. Rebound Jackson for Steele High. He'll bring it up the floor, cross midcourt. Bounce pass down in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins dribbles out to the wing. Jackson top of the key, thought about it. Over to Young on the right. Jackson at the top. Off to Jenkins. Tries the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound is by Tamaqua. It's Zuber up court. Rotet going to the bucket, high off the glass, and good.
And great job by Rotet, taking it right at the defense. It's going to be important for Tamaqua to pick their spots and go up the floor. That time, Rotet taking it right at them and getting a little bit of penetration.
Jackson with it on the near side. We are tied at two. Top of the key gets to Young. Back over to Jackson. Tamaqua quick to get out on these shooters as best they can. Fleming, baseline, drive, will get hit on the way, and foul's going to be against Skripko.
And that's what Steele High has to do. The thing that I've been really impressed with, Steve, about this Rollers team is their patience. We've seen teams over the past who like to get out and transition and aren't able to assimilate to the game when it's a little bit slower pace. This is not the case with Steele High. This is a team that is capable, as Fleming misses the first shot as it rattles all the way in and out. This is a team that is capable of playing the slowdown game and waiting and finding a good backdoor cut like they did that time with Fleming.
By the way, I think Laker, I had read something that said he might not start this game, and he didn't. Zuber started instead of him. So that was the change in the Tamaqua starting lineup tonight. Both free throws missed by Fleming. They'll pass down into the corner, and McDonald can't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. It will be Steele High basketball.
Took his eyes off the basketball. The zone that Tamaqua's looking at is that standard 3-2 zone. The zone that Steele High's looking at is a matchup 2-3, very similar to what Syracuse runs.
Jackson Young, now it's Greer, dumps it off to Fleming underneath, and he gets pushed from behind, and that's going to be the second one against Tyler Skripko.
Skripko's a guy that, you know, they can technically afford to lose more than maybe their top two guys, but he's important down low for them, and it's going to force Ben Miller, a 6'1 senior, to play a lot more minutes than what they were anticipating.
Now pass gets to Fleming. Back to Jenkins. To Young, top of the key. Young, rare foul line. Puts it on the floor once. Over to Jackson. He'll come in from the left side. Cross-court pass to Jenkins on the right. Young, rare foul line. Looking for a cutting Fleming. Now it goes back to Jenkins. Young, Jackson around the perimeter. Bounce pass to Fleming in the corner. He tries to drive baseline and throws a bad pass looking for Greer, but it's picked off by Zuber.
He got caught down the baseline. He's got to recognize if you don't immediately have something driving baseline, this defense is going to cut you off and cut off your passing lanes.
Set Zuber now over to Kaczulik for three, and it is good. The 6'7 guy can shoot the three-pointer, and it's 5-2 Tamaqua.
He makes that an impossible matchup for Steele High also because he can get his own shot.
Rare, Young, cross to Jenkins on the left side. Back top of the key, Young. Steps to the foul line over to Jenkins. Tries the three, and he answers Jenkins with all five of Steele High's points. Were tied at five.
And the first make for Steele High outside the arc. 1-for-3 now to start the game.
Zuber spins with it. Gets it back to Rotet. Thought about the shot. Says, hands it back to Kaczulik. Top of the key. Down into the corner is Zuber. Back to Rotet. In the front court on the left side. And he'll make this Steele High pressure come out and guard him. Kaczulik with it out near midcourt. Again, this is part of Tamaqua's game. Slow it down.
And Steele High wants to sit back there in that 3-2 zone. They don't want to have to extend if they don't want to because that actually encourages more fouls.
Kaczulik tries the three. No good. Rebound tip and grab by Steele High. Young comes away with it and he gets fouled.
Ben Miller picking up the personal on a reach in. Not a horrible foul because it looked like Steele High had a chance to come out, leak out transition-wise, and that slows it down and forces them back on the half court.
Steele High with the basketball after the foul. Jackson right wing. Val McKee is Young. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. 5-5 Greer working it down the paint. Kicks it back out for a three. Top of the key from Young, and it is good.
And that's what you have to do. Against the 2-3 zone, you've got to have somebody at the top who's willing to take that three-point shot. Young, good take up top.
So Schulich drives down the lane, puts it up and in over Greer. No foul called either way.
No, it done should have been.
And here's a quick steal. Rotet coming the other way. Finger roll, too strong. Rebound. Greer tips it, but right to Schulich, who puts it up and in. Schulich with 7. And just like that, Tamaqua back in front, 9-8.
Cannot turn the ball over out top, no matter which team it is.
Deep three from Jackson. That's no good. Rebound. Fleming had his hand on it, but he affected it enough that McDonald touched it last and out of bounds.
Substitution into the game is Zuber out. Ernie Shilko comes in off the Blue Raider bench.
Jenkins gets it into Fleming. Fleming left wing. Jackson top of the key over to Young. Young dribbles inside the arc. Now steps back out. Jackson at the top. Jenkins open for three, back of the iron. Rebound grab by the Blue Raiders. That is Zuber with the board.
Pace is what they want to, and Steele High not shooting the basketball very well from the outside early in this game.
Schulich with it, just across midcourt, approaches the top, now kicks it back out to Rotet. Rotet to the top, now down in the corner, that's Shilko. Zuber back to Rotet. 25 to go in the quarter. Pass back to Zuber, back near midcourt. Now down in the corner again to Shilko. Rotet, and he will be fouled up top. That is Young, I believe, going to get the foul.
His first, just the team's first, as immediately coming back in, Nate McDonald got his quick instructions. Ben Miller will check out for the Blue Raiders. Checking in and out, something you don't have to say a lot with Steel High. They do not substitute very often, and these guys are conditioned to go this far. It's going to be interesting, though. They missed a few days of practice, so are they going to be able to have the endurance that they normally would?
Set. Down to Shilko. Looks inside for Rotet. Puts it up and in.
Took it right at Fleming.
11-8. Samaka leads by three. Young, top of the key. Rare. Jump shot. Up and good. About 10 feet out, right down the paint. 11-10 to Makwa.
The Ohio pick up pressure, trying to force the tempo of the game to pick up.
Kaczulek to Zuber. Now Zuber being grasped by Jenkins, gets around. Kaczulek will try the three. That's back of the iron. Rebound is out of bounds. And we'll stay with Makwa.
Well, the advantage here, though, if Kaczulek is taking threes outside the arc, he's not inside dominating with his height against Steel High, so it makes it a little bit easier for them to rebound when he's around the arc.
Now pass goes to Rotet. It's off the screen from Kaczulek. Back out to center circle now. Double team there. Passes it off to Zuber, left side. Down in the corner goes to McDonald. Now it is Rotet.
And it's man-to-man for Steel High, and a travel called against Rotet, crossing it over.
Rollers will get the basketball back. 1:16 left to play in the opening quarter. 11-10 to Makwa. Third place team, District 11. They lead the District 3 champion, Steel High. Jackson bounce pass. Fleming gets it back to Greer. Now it's loose. And Rotet comes away with it for the Blue Raiders. And he's going to get it poked away by Jenkins and out of bounds.
You can't get greedy if you're Steel High. I know they want to push the tempo a little bit more. I know they want to play a little bit at a faster pace. But you can't force something that's not there. And with this zone, it is very difficult without quick ball rotation to get open places in the zone to be able to find cutters. That's because this zone not only is matchup at the ball, but it also collapses down inside.
Rotet cutting down low, passes it off to McDonald. His shot is blocked, and the rebound is fought for. Could be a jump ball. Fleming was in position to get the basketball.
Got tied up right away, though, by McDonald. That's why it's the held possession. The possession arrow this time favoring the Rollers.
Steel High with the basketball with 52 seconds left in the opening quarter. Trailing by a point here as Young approaches the top of the key. Over to Jackson. Fleming baseline. Back to Greer at the foul line. Kicks it over. Jenkins open for three. A deep one. No good. Rebound Rotet.
That's his shot, though. And yeah. He's wide open and just a miss. And as hot as Steel High was a week ago against the Susquehanna Township and Bishop McDevitt, they are not shooting the ball well outside the arc here.
Zuber got in trouble. He got double-teamed and then double-clutched on his pass and lost his balance, and he had to move his pivot foot, and he gets called for the travel.
That's why Rotet has to have the basketball. Zuber is not the guy you want handling the ball against the pressure out top.
Jackson, three. From the left, no good. Rebound. Young gets it, puts it up and in, and gives Steel High the lead once again, 12-11.
Big first quarter for Malachi Young. And it's been needed because their outside gunners aren't hitting.
McDonald across midcourt, 7 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it over Rotet. He'll take a 23-footer. That's no good. Rebound tips out and around, and no other shot can be taken. We'll take timeout after one quarter of play. It is Steel High 12, Samaqua 11. Tackle the second quarter after this. You listen to Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Rice. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Spartan Center here at Brian Kaiser as we start the second quarter of play. Steel High leading Tamaqua by a score of 12-11.
Quick stats from the first quarter. Steel High 5-11 for the field, 2-for-7 though on threes.
Quick steal, Young to the basket, up and good. Young with 7 points. It's 14-11 Steel High.
And that's one of the keys to the game so far. That's already the sixth turnover against Tamaqua compared to just 3 for Steel High. Tamaqua though, the rebounding edge, 7-4.
McDonald drives baseline. Greer blocks it from behind, out of bounds though, off of Greer.
I mean, Tamaqua shoots the ball well right now. 5-for-9, 1-for-3 outside of the arc, but still, this is a Steel High team that can erase the shot just like that where Greer on the low block. You underestimate their leaping ability.
About fast goes to Kachulik, drives the hook, no good. Rebound is by Greer for Steel High.
And it's a hook shot where he's falling away. It is not a rebounding threat.
Greer. Touch pass to Young, back near center circle. Comes over to Jackson on the right side. Rollers lead by 3 here. Greer, foul line. Back to Young, top of the key. Bounce pass to Greer, now quickly to Jackson on the right side. Now Young between the circles. Greer will go to the bucket, up and good, and get the foul.
Look at the explosion from Jerron Greer. I mean, that's the thing that is difficult, I think, for any team to simulate. A guy who has that sort of acceleration going from zero to mock speed at the bucket, and you can't just anticipate it. McDonald picks up the foul, and Greer to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Cannot do so. Kachulik gets the rebound for the Blue Raiders. Up the Rotet, he gets it swiped away from him, rolling around on the floor as Rotet tries to pass it off, but it's intercepted by Fleming. Fleming will bring it down. Pass it off. Jenkins to the bucket, and he traveled with it.
Yep. Drag the pivot foot on the way. Wanted to set up his man on the inside who was coming over to block. As McDonald had gotten in the passing lane, was to no avail because Jenkins had already dragged the foot.
The Raiders in the backcourt. It is Rotet being pressured by Jenkins. Rotet breaks the pressure with the dribble. Goes over to Kachulik. Now it's Stripko, and his shot affected from behind by Jenkins. Quickly, here comes Jackson the other way to the bucket, and Rotet wipes him out.
He made sure there wasn't going to be a made shot there. That's a great foul that time from Rotet. He made sure there was no chance of that ball getting in the glass. Kayvon Jackson leaked out, but Casey Kachulik, the head coach, has seen it up. He needs a timeout, and really, the Rollers are starting to get it going.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 6:45 left to play in the second quarter. Steel High 16, Tamaqua 11. Back after this, Roller Basketball on WMSF.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
Let's play in the first half here from the Spartan Center. Phil Kersey. It is Steel High 16, Tamaqua 11.
Sneaky defense from Steel High because yeah, Tamaqua come out, wanted to pull them out of their 3-2 zone, and they were able to do that. But what Steel High did was they snuck into a press where they would pick up full court and they would trap out around the top. It's really given the ball handlers of Tamaqua a lot of trouble. And because of that, Steel High has gotten some leak outs, some transition opportunities, and been able to force 7 turnovers already here. And also, the 3 blocks that they have here in the game so far is another key, because on 2 of them, they got leak outs on those as well.
Jackson misses the first free throw. Rollers 0-for-4 at the line here.
And remember, this is where they had that nightmare foul shooting exhibition against Harrisburg in the mid-Penn semis.
Second shot, no good, but Fleming gets the rebound, and he'll get fouled. So he'll go right back to the free throw line here for Steel High.
I think they're going to get McDonald.
Yep.
That'll be two in a row on him. Or no, Rochette had one. But, I mean, McDonald's picked up two. That's now six fouls against the Mock, just one against the Rollers. We still have 6:42 left to go here in the half. And Steel High finally has made one from the line.
Yep, Fleming makes the first. His first point of the night, 17-11, gives Steel High its biggest lead of the evening at six.
This is not exactly a neutral floor in the regards Steel High has played on this floor two times this year. Once against Milton Hershey during the regular season, and then once against Harrisburg in the playoffs.
Second shot by Fleming is no good. Rebounded by Tamaqua. Rotette has the basketball in the backcourt, pressured by Jenkins. Cross midcourt. Passes to Kaschulik. He'll take a baseline 17-footer back of the iron. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Rollers. That is going to be Young coming away with it. Young down court to Jenkins on the left side. Jenkins goes top of the key to Jackson. Jackson over to Jenkins, back to Jackson, around to Young on the right. Jackson top of the key, and a timeout, a 30-second timeout taken by Rick Finder. We'll keep it right here at 6:09 as we play in the second quarter. 17-11 Steel High.
And we have not seen Ja'Kai Bowman yet. The biggest reason for that right now is because Malachi Young has played so well. Give that young freshman a lot of credit here to their start off this game, too. Because he turned the ball over once top of the key, and it led it to a leak-out basket for Rotet. But other than that, he has played solid defense. He's hit a three-point shot, which has made them actually respect him at the top of the key. And he's also had a couple of other buckets, including a rebound, offensive rebound basket. The reason he's in the game and did not play as much time during the last two games, where Bowman played a lot more time for Steel High, he now gets in a game like this, and even though he didn't have that time, he is coming through with a big effort here in the first half.
Rollers with the basketball inbound pass gets to Young. Now it's Greer at the foul line. He'll try the jumper. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Rosette. Rosette for the Blue Raiders down to the midcourt stripe where Jenkins is waiting as soon as he crosses. Kaschulik with it. Left wing. Top the key. Pass to Miller. Almost lost it. Gets it over to Rotette. Rotette. Goes back over to Miller. Fires the pass inside. Looking for Kaschulik. Tipped away by Greer. Stolen. Here comes Young the other way. Young hands it off. Jackson to the bucket. And it is going to be a charge against Jackson.
And I didn't agree with that call.
He got sandwiched off.
He got sandwiched off, and he got hit from behind. And the player who was trying to draw the charge was already falling to the ground before the contact was made. So it just was second team foul. They're going to double team Rotette the corner.
That is in trouble. Kaschulik finally gets an outlet pass. They get it up to Zuber. Zuber going to the bucket, lays it up and in. The freshman for Tamaqua has his first point of the game. It's 17-13.
And the first point for anyone, not their big two of Rotette and Kaschulik. They need that extra scoring from other players. They're not going to win this game with just two players scoring.
Young to Greer, back to Young. He'll hand it off to Jenkins. Circling back to the right now, he stops at the top, over to Fleming, drives in from the wing, kicks it off, Greer down the lane, short rebound, Fleming has his hands on it, and can't control it, goes out of bounds.
The length of Kaschulik affecting things defensively. He got his hand up to affect Greer's shot, and then his reach was what did not allow Fleming to come clean.
Inbound pass was stolen away by Jackson, and he's going to get a foul on Rotette.
And that'll be two on Rotette. And also the 17 foul, so a one-on-one opportunity coming up for Steel High. They'll be at the line the rest of the half. I think the key there, though, is Rotette, one of the two players this Blue Raider team cannot afford to have off the floor, especially because of his ball-handling ability, now picks up his second personal.
Von Jackson at the line. First shot is good. 65% of the year, one for three. Now here's Knight.
They're going to bring Miller out. They're going to bring McDonald back in. Coach Kaschulik rolling the dice with Rotette McDonald both in the game. Also, Skripko also in the game with these two personal fouls. They have to be careful, and that means Steel High really should be more aggressive.
Second shot by Jackson is good, 19-13. Roller lead is six. Rotette in the backcourt. Steel High trapping out of this. Comes down court to Zuber, going to the bucket, floats it to Kaschulik, high off the glass, that's no good. Rebound, Jackson got there first, but couldn't dribble with it, it got knocked away, Rotette picks it up, tries a three. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Jenkins. Fires it down court. Fleming just can't save it from going out of bounds.
Yeah, and Roller's two straight turnovers trying to force the issue. But I don't mind the last one. The last one was an effort to try to get in front of the field. It just was a poorly thrown pass, but it was the right idea.
Bounce pass gets to Kaczulik. Up court it goes to Zuber. Hands it back to Rotet on the right wing. Pressured by Jenkins. Kaczulik bounces the pass into no man's land. It's batted around. And Rotet finally comes up with it. Tries the 15-footer. That's no good. Rebound tipped away from Kaczulik. And Jackson comes away with it for Steel High.
Kaczulik went up with one hand. I don't think he expected Kayvon Jackson to be there.
Jackson crossover from the top of the key and puts it up with one hand from 12 feet out. It is good. 21-13 Rollers. Down court, and Skripko dribbles it off of his knee, but gets it back, and it's going to be ripped away by Greer out of McDonald's hands, but they're going to call a foul on Greer, much to the dismay of the Roller faithful.
It's going to be Greer's first, and I'll tell you right now, you've got a who's who of Roller fans around. One of the guys that is very noticeable, Lloyd Hills, down here on the bottom row near us. He got up off the bottom row. I would not want to make Lloyd angry. He's a sweet guy and one of the nicest guys. But if you don't know him, you don't know that.
First shot from McDonald's, no good. Of course, sitting right beside Lloyd Hill is Jordan Hill.
Indeed. Back from Seattle. Good to see him. Ryan Hill also in the crowd tonight. Saw him.
Both free throws no good from McDonald. Steel High with the rebound. Jackson over to Ja'Kai Bowman, who just checked in the game. Back to Jackson. Top of the key, the three. It's good.
That's a big shot for him, too. That'll give him a little bit more confidence outside the arc.
And now it's 24-13, and quickly they've taken up the floor. They're going to get Greer again on the foul as he ripped it away, and Greer's going to pick up his second foul here.
Well, but you have to adjust now. And I think the smart thing at this point for Steel High, you've got a little bit of a lead. You can't go away from who you are, but you can turn it back a little bit. So I think at this point, the Rollers want to continue pressing. I think for the foul situation, they may have to pull this back for the rest of the first half.
The bounce pass batted by Jackson up into the framework. So the Blue Raiders will try again. This time Rotet will be the trigger man as he will be looking to get it inbound. 3:38 to go in the first half. It is 24-13. Harris pass tipped by Bowman, but Kamakwa able to retain possession as it gets to Miller. Now Kaczulik will try a long shot. That's no good. Rebound by Jenkins. Big pile up of bodies, but Jenkins brings it down the floor. Floater down the lane. No good, but he is fouled.
There's one team that is comfortable playing this end-to-end, and it is not Kamakwa. And you can tell by the type of shots they're taking right now. Kaczulik, as soon as he sees an opening, is chucking the ball up. This is a guy who is 6'7", and you've got Greer, the main inside guy for Steel High, with two personal fouls. He should be down on the low inside trying to pound the ball inside. They're not doing that right now.
Jenkins' first shot is good. 25-13. Roller lead is a dozen. They have to make it 13. Cannot do so. Rebound by Kaczulik. Up the road 10. Cross midcourt. Kaczulik at center circle. 3:15 to go in the half. 25-13. Steel High. Rotet gets around Jenkins to the wing. Pass tip. Stolen almost, but McDonald able to get it back and gets it into Kaczulik, who lays it up and in.
Even when they look like they're out of control, you know, every once in a while the Rollers will give one back.
Jackson, top of the key, three again, no good. Rebound. Fleming almost had it, but McDonald comes away with it. They'll give it up to Zuber. Zuber in the backcourt trying to work it up the floor. Gets it to Rotet, tries the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound grab by Jenkins, and we have a foul.
Foul? Nope, blood. I think they're taking Greer over to the sideline and having him sit down because I think he's got an issue with it's a blood timeout, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because he went right over the bench, over by the training area, and that means that Malachi Young's back in the game.
Six 2:39 to play in the half. 25-15. Steel High leads by 10. Spartan Center at Milton Hershey. Now Kai Young across midcourt for the roller.
Blood around the eye of Dreyer. So they're working on it right now. Like the fight doctor.
Here comes Jackson driving in from the left side, and he gets fouled. And he'll go to the line. Is that foul number 10? No, 9.
9, but it's number 2 on Ben Miller.
No, it's number 3 on Ben Miller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was missing one. But that's also a byproduct of the fact that they weren't expecting or thinking that Miller was going to have to play much in this game. And because of the early foul trouble, he had to come in. He's out of his element.
1-1. Jackson gets the friendly roll and good. 26-15.
He's had a pretty good second quarter here. As all 8 of his points here in the second stanza.
Yes, he was young in the first quarter. And now Jackson, second shot in and out. Rebound by Tamaka. It is Rochette getting it up to McDonald. McDonald hands it back to Rochette near the midcourt stripe. Kaczulik will drive to the bucket, and he will be fouled. That is going to be Bowman, the man on him.
Yeah, but here's the problem I have. That's what they should have been doing most of this game. The problem is, Kaczulik is a player who has a lot of ability. Whether he's outside the arc, he's got a different array of shots. But in a game like this, you want him getting the ball close to the basket and taking it strong to the hole against a team that doesn't have size. And that's not what they've done.
Kaczulik good on both free throws, 26-17. You're high by 9 here with 2:09 left to play. In the first half, Young directing the trap. It's to Jenkins.
And Steel High will pull this thing out and just sit there and just wait for something to open.
Fleming along the baseline dribbles it off of the ankle of Skripko and out of bounds.
And I'm surprised they actually moved the ball down there that quick. This is a time when your team is going to play zone against you. Steel High usually is very comfortable just to pull this thing out.
Now pass to Fleming. Fleming from the wing, kicks it back out. Jenkins for 3. It is good. From the left side, second 3 of the game for Jenkins. He's got 9, and the roller's up by 13, 30-17. Rochette threads it down through to Shilko. His shot no good, but Kaczulik able to put it back up and in. But 29-19 is the score. I gave Jenkins 4 on his shot. I give it for 3.
Well, sometimes you take shots from about as far out as you should get 4 for.
Here's Jenkins again from the corner. That's off the front of the rim this time. Rebound Fleming is there, but couldn't control it. Kaczulik tipped it and stole it away. Rochette onto the bucket. Nice spin move down the lane. He gets the right English off the glass and in.
Yeah, great take that time. And Rochette in the open court showing that he's got a little bit of ability with the basketball. This is why Steel High, I was surprised that they didn't pull it out before. And now they will. And I think Tamaqua, with their foul trouble, will be perfectly fine with Steel High pulling the basketball out.
29-21, 48 seconds left in the half.
Now they're going to go man-to-man. This is interesting. I'm surprised that they're making this switch.
Young, top of the key, working off a screen from Bowman. Kicks it off to Jenkins, circling back around. Now Young back near center circle. Back over to Bowman. Game plan is the same for the Rollers here. Looks like they're going to hold for 1. Kaczulik is out on Bowman. Bowman looking to maybe get around it. Now passes it dangerously. Back to Jenkins, almost got away from
That's the matchup, though, because Bowman has guard abilities, and Kaczulik is not a guy who is comfortable guarding out of that, so they're going to drop back in that 2-3 zone, seeing they don't have an advantage there, and we're almost at the end of the half.
7 seconds to go in the half. Young over to Fleming. 4 seconds. 3-2. Fleming drives into the paint, hits Bowman back door up off the glass and in.
What a play that time at the end of the half, and that's the momentum that Steel High is going to take into the locker room with a 10-point lead.
We will take timeout. We are at halftime. Our score at the half, it is Steel High 31, Tamaqua 21. Back with a halftime show after this. You're listening to Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Wrestler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
And welcome back to Spartan Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser here at halftime, where Steel High leads Samaqua by a score of 31-21.
Let's take a look at the first half statistics. For the Rollers, led by Jakai Jenkins, 9 points. He also has a team high 4 rebounds. Kayvon Jackson with 8. Malachi Young with 7. 4 points for Jerron Grayer, 2 for Jakai Bowman. Only 1 point in the first half for Dequan Fleming. Here's the guy averaging 20 points a game, and it just shows you how this team's playing right now. Because with Fleming only having 1 point at halftime, usually if you've got a guy who averages 20 a game for you, and he doesn't have more than 1 point, you're in trouble. And this Roller team is up by 10. So that shows you a lot about who Steel High is and the balance right now that they're getting out of their team. Balance is not the word for Tamaqua. Brett Kashulik, 13 points in the first half. Bo Rotet, 6 points in the first half. The rest of the team is Thad Zuber's 2. When you're only getting scoring from 2 guys, basically, you're not winning a game on the road in the playoffs, and especially against a team that's playing as well right now as the Steel High Rollers are. 9 turnovers for Tamaqua in the first half, 6 for Steel High in the second half. So those are the turnover numbers. As far as rebounds, Tamaqua, a 15-13 advantage is what we have there. Rollers in the first half shooting 11 of 22, 50% from the field, 4 for 11 outside the arc, 9 for 21 for Tamaqua, 1 for 5 outside the arc. So they haven't made their 3-point opportunities in this first half of play.
Now, one thing. All right, we will take time out. When we come back, we will have more of the halftime show. Again, our score at the half here, it is Steel High 31, Tamaqua 21. Back after this, it's Roller Basketball on WMSF.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe. TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. We are at halftime here at the Spartan Center at Milton Hershey School. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser. Steel High leading Tamaqua 31-21 here at halftime. Brian, I know coming into this, I thought one of the big advantages that Steel High has, I mean, you know about the two guys that Tamaqua had. I thought the 3, 4, 5 guys from Tamaqua were going to have to step up in this game. And really, they've been pretty much non-existent.
Completely non-existent. You had quick foul trouble for Skripko. McDonald picked up a couple of personal fouls. Also, early turnovers for those guys in the first half and unforced ones in that first quarter where they pass the ball to them. They don't catch it cleanly around the basket. Instead of having an easy layup or an easy possession, it either turns into a missed shot or a turnover where Steel High gets the basketball. That's really a huge part of this first half. The fact that the Steel High effort has been a team effort, and you can have a guy like Dequan Fleming who's not doing the scoring but doing other things tonight, but they haven't needed him to score. Whereas for Tamaqua, they need their other guys to score, and they're not going to be able to do it with two guys. Kashulnik has played well in the first half, but I still think they need to take him to the inside. He's spending way too much time away from the basket against a team that is dwarfed by his size. And he's the guy who, if he gets both hands on the basketball around the hoop, they don't have an answer for him. So the guards have to play much better here in the second half for Tamaqua to allow Kashulnik not just to go inside, but also to get passes from the outside. We haven't seen that because the guards have been harassed, Steel High extending out of the 3-2, picking up some pressure, forcing the tempo. And when they quickened the pace, that's when Tamaqua started going and wielding.
Yeah, and you look at Kashulnik and his game. He is basically a guard slash forward. He's got the range of a guard. He can't guard like a guard, and he can't ball handle like a guard. So he's basically a big who can jack threes. Well, that's great. And it's a matchup you can't do anything about on the outside. But Steel High's not going to be worried about him shooting threes.
No.
They're worried about him coming inside. So what they need to do here in the second half is get him the basketball, elbow in, and let him explode. If you get him the basketball behind the guards in the 3-2, and then in front of the back two, especially with Grayer picking up a couple of fouls there in the first half, he can have free reign. But you have to get him the ball in that position. And for that to happen, he has to be in that position. For Steel High in the second half, shot the ball well enough. Defensively, what they did, getting the lead, has given them the opportunity now to do what they need to in the second half. They have to pull the ball out, and they're going to pull it out. They're going to slow the pace down. They can dictate, because we said in the pregame, the team that gets ahead in this game dictates how the game is played. And that's what we're going to see in the second half. This is the Rollers game now. To win or lose, based on the fact that they got the early lead. I will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll start the second half of play. Our score at halftime here at Steel High, 31, Tamaqua 21. Back after this, it's Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back, Spartan Center, here at Bell Nursing School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Jacob Hughes, statistician here this evening, Brady Kaiser as well. 31-21,
all hands on deck tonight.
The Rollers lead by 10, and they'll have the basketball to start the second half. Here is it Jackson, to Jenkins, back to Jackson, bounce pass, Bowman, left corner, tries the three, got it!
There you go, start off the second half, immediately as Tamaqua comes out in an adjusted 3-2 zone to try to stop the wing threes. They go in the corner to Bowman. He hits one from there.
34-21. Roller lead is 13. Rotet gets it up court to McDonald. Now back to Rotet on the right side. Spreads it underneath McDonald. Low block puts it up and in. He was all alone. Got Fleming up in the air.
First bucket of the game for him. And as we said, the supporting cast has got to start picking it up for Tamaqua.
Jackson across midcourt, left wing. We go top of the key, Jenkins back over to Jackson, down in the corner, Bowman, Jackson, Jenkins, deep three from straight on, that's no good. Rebound is Zuber, who was the only one there on that side for the Blue Raiders. Kaschulik on the wing, passes it down to Skripko underneath. Now it's stolen away, here comes the Rollers the other way, down court, Bowman lays it off the glass and in.
And everyone crashing underneath for Tamaqua. Nobody rotates back in the easy layup as a result of it.
And Rollers trapping again after the main bucket. The Raiders able, well, almost to break the pressure. McDonald gets it to Rotet. Now finally he steps through a double team at midcourt. Kaschulik tries the three. It is short. Rebound. Jackson has his hands on it. And then it goes off of Kaschulik, who couldn't control it out of bounds.
Let me say again, why? I mean, I understand it's his game, but why? You've got a team that has no size. And they're pulled out. He should be under the basket. He's one-on-one, and he continues to play like he's Kyle Korver.
Jackson tries the three. That is no good. Rebound by the Blue Raiders. Zuber with the rebound. Rotet, Kaschulik, three from the corner. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Jenkins.
I can't explain it, folks. It just doesn't make any sense.
Fleming flashes in. Finger roll, no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Skripko.
Just the missed shots for Steel High are keeping Tamaqua as close as they are, but their shot selection is horrible.
Rotet around Skripko in the corner. Bounce pass looking in for Kaschulik, and it's going to be a kickball, and it'll remain Tamaqua basketball.
First time he's where he should have been at Steel High. As soon as he got that low block, surrounded around him. That's where you have to have quick ball rotation for Tamaqua.
Now pass Rotet, top of the key for three. It is good. He's got nine. And that pulls three back for Tamaqua, 36-26.
And a very needed three for Rotet also because he had not been able to connect from outside.
Here's Greer at the elbow, kicks it back out to Jackson on the right wing. Spins around to the baseline. Now his pass is tipped, stolen away by the Blue Raiders. Skripko finally ended up with it. Down court, McDonald now gets it back to Zuber, who crosses midcourt.
Nonchalant that time from Jackson got him in trouble.
Rotet tries again from about 25 out. No good. Jackson on the backside glass. Jackson, top of the key for the Rollers. Down in the corner, Bowman fakes the pass, takes the three. Way strong. Guerrero, though, with a rebound, puts it up, rolls around in and out. Fleming the rebound. Put back is no good, but he is fouled.
So a couple of shot opportunities there for Steel High because the initial shot was missed, but the weak side was controlled by Greer. And when he has that opportunity, misses the chippy inside, but Fleming was there to follow up. Third foul called against McDonald, a timeout called by Tamaqua. They have to change their tactics.
Timeout on the floor will step out as well. 4:58 left to play in the third quarter. It is Steel High 36, Tamaqua 26. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years.
Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Daquan Fleming at the foul line following the timeout. Rollers lead by 10 here, 36-26. 4:58 to go in the third. First shot from Fleming is good. He's 2 for 5 from the stripe here tonight.
And, Steve, I think the timeout from Tabak, we'll see what it is. I think tactically they have to change something defensively. And offensively, we'll see if they change something at that end as well. But usually those sort of timeouts are usually as a result of needing to change tactics of some sort.
Both shots good from Fleming. And inbound pass knocked out of bounds by the Rollers. It'll be an inbounds from the deep corner here for Tamaka. They'll get it into Rotet. Rotet double teamed, down pass, Kosiolik almost falling to the floor, but got it back to Skripko. Now here comes Rotet driving baseline up and under with the shot, and he gets fouled.
See who they get. This may be Grayer. Nope, they're going to get Jackson instead.
Jackson.
His second.
Yep, second foul for him.
Just the first team foul, though, against Steel High in the second half. Foul's not an issue for the Rollers. So important when you don't play a lot of players for that to be the case.
Rotet, first shot good, 38-27. Lead cut to 11. Rotet's chance to make it a 10-point game if he can make it here on the way. Good. I'm guessing Rotet is a very good free throw shooter.
Yeah, he
we don't have stats for him, but I'm
he shoots it well.
38-28. Steel High, Grayer with a pass inside, no good. Rebound by the Blue Raiders.
He's missed four shots in a row, which, considering how well he shot against Bishop McDevitt in the district championship game, it was about to happen.
Rotet, they try the alley-oop, but it was too short. Grayer picks it off. Grayer brings it down himself, dishes it off to Fleming. Fleming trying to get through the traffic, forces it up, no good. Kosiolik with the rebound, and he's called for the travel immediately.
Trying to get out of traffic, having a lot of congestion around him. They did well to affect Fleming, usually a very good finisher. He's struggling tonight to find anything going. But even with him only having the 3 points off of the foul line, it's still Steel High who is in control in this game by 10.
Jackson on the right wing goes to Greer, top of the key. Over to Jenkins, right corner. He'll step back, pulls the trigger, no good. Rebound grabbed by Fleming underneath, and he'll get fouled again going to the bucket.
And the amazing thing about Fleming is, here's a guy who jumps center for them because of his leaping ability, but he's 6'1 listed. He's not 6'1. There ain't a guy on the floor outside of Bowman for Steel High who's over 6 foot. In fact, none of them are technically 6 foot. And you've got Fleming in there against taller players getting up above everybody and just being a consistent pain on the glass for Tamaqua. As the third foul against Skripko, he comes to the bench. Miller, McDonald, Skripko, all with three now.
First shot, no good for Fleming. Second one on the way. This one is good. 39-28. Steel High's lead is 11 exactly midway through the third quarter. Rotet up court to Zuber. Zuber spins around and hands it off. Kosiolik, hook shot from the elbow is good.
He's got that shot, and he's falling away from the basket. So if that doesn't go in, there's a chance for the rebound.
Jackson with a three, no good. Follows up with his own rebound, but gets it poked away and stolen. Here comes Rotet the other way. Head across midcourt for the Blue Raiders. He has the top of the key. Goes over to Kosiolik. quick touch pass inside. Shot blocked, though, by Jackson from behind. Here's Fleming up court. Greer, finger roll. Good.
And that's the kind of thing that if you're Kamakwa, you cannot afford to have. And a block in the backcourt, another steal.
Bowman to the bucket, no good, but he is going to be called for the charge going to the bucket.
Yeah, he barreled in, and a good job underneath by Kamakwa setting up shot, being able to accept the contact as Bowman took it strong to the hoop.
And Kaczulik who took the charge.
It was Kaczulik who threw the four pass to begin with, so he needed to do something to atone, and he does so.
McDonald looking to get it inbound. Does so to Zuber. Now here comes Shilko. Tries to float a pass for Kaczulik, but it's way overthrown and out of bounds.
Another turnover for Kamakwa. That's 12 so far in the game compared to 8 for Steel High.
Substitution, Miller back in the game. McDonald out for Kamakwa. Steel High will have Young bring it up the floor. Up by 11 here with 3 minutes to play in the third. It is Jackson on the left side, all the way over to the right corner to Jenkins. Jenkins, one dribble, back out to Young. Rare, Jenkins, corner, three, open, no good. Rebound off the top of the backboard, off the bounce. Rebound was by Kamakwa, but now Jenkins steals it away, tries the shot, no good. Kaczulik gets the block and the rebound. Up court, Rotet. Rotet, left side, into the paint, going up to the bucket, no good, but he is fouled. Jenkins. I think it's going to get the foul here for the Rollers.
You can see the skill of Rotet in the open floor, though. Tremendous moves and the ability in awkward positions to get the ball to the glass. That's a guard who is used to and aggressively taking the ball to the basket. He's looking for contact and knows that if he can get that ball up to the glass, he's got a chance to score.
Rotet is a Kutztown commit for baseball. A lot of these Kamakwa players are good baseball players. They are two-time defending District 11 champs in baseball.
But he misses a couple at the line there.
Both of them no good. Rebound is by Jackson down to Bowman. Tried to thread it off to Fleming. Lost it. Gets it back and forces it up and in. And force is an understatement.
What a way to get your first bucket of the game and a foul against Steel High. I think they're going to get Malachi Young. But go back to that last play for Fleming, who is off balance inside, does not have possession of the ball, and the second he gets the basketball, throws the ball up towards the basket because he's just that quick on the release.
Kaczulik around to Rotet. Rotet driving down the left side of the lane, no good. Rebound, Kaczulik gets it poked away from behind, and it's going to be a foul against Steel High. It's going to be Jenkins again. That's his second.
So no real foul trouble for Steel High. But Kaczulik going to the inside that time and getting the opportunity on the rebound, the shot opportunity. I really think that's where they have to keep him, is to have him inside and being a little bit more aggressive. He's shown the ability. It's just not something that he's used to doing as much.
Both shots from Kaczulik up and good, 43-32. 11-point lead for Steel High with 2:07 to play in the third quarter. Malachi Young across mid-court at center circle. Now meets the pressure there. Over to Fleming. Bowman in the right corner. Bowman passes through the traffic to Fleming. Trapped along the baseline, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Kamakwa basketball.
The one place where Steel High has struggled possession-wise on the offensive end of the floor is down the baseline. Kamakwa's done a very good job at cutting off anything that Fleming or anyone else has tried to do cutting the basket.
Rotet, top of the key. Had it float away from him. Coach Kaczulik got there originally, and then Young stole it away and tried to pass it back, and they're still trying to figure out whose ball it is, and they give it to Kamakwa.
Good communication from the crew. I don't know if they got the call right, but the guy out close who would normally make that call, I didn't see it. So the guy underneath the basket took his best guess. Gave the ball back to Kamakwa.
Zuber around the road, Tet. Rotet on the left side. Double team. Kaczulik tries the three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound. Hit by McDonald. Grabs both. Comes Young down the floor. Malachi Young circles back around into the front court. Jackson, right corner. Threads it to Fleming. Shot no good. Rebound is by Greer, but I think it's going to be
there's a foul against Ben Miller. That'll be number four on him. The quick pass on the inside, completely catching the Blue Raiders off guard, and Fleming taking it strong to the hoop, gets the contact, the fourth one, Miller. He'll have to come out. Script he'll go right back in.
That's going to be two shots on the line for Fleming, who is 4-for-8 at the stripe here tonight. First shot on the way, in and out. No good.
I think as long as they're not in this gym, they shoot bad shots pretty well. It's just been this place.
Yep. Good news for them is if they win this game, they will not play here. That is for sure.
Well, we also know who they're probably going to be playing in the next game.
And that might not be good news.
That's not necessarily good news, but hey, you got to beat everybody. You got to beat everybody in front of you.
Set up court. Kishulik has to save one out of bounds. Does so. Gets back in. Stripko. Shot no good. Rebound. Fleming. Here's Young. Cross midcourt for the Rollers. Under a minute to play in the third. Steel High leads by 12. Down the corner. Jackson. He'll drive baseline. Puts the floater up and good.
Saul Kishulik coming down to the baseline. And as soon as he saw the big 6'7 guy come out towards him and decided immediately, I'm putting that floater up over top of him.
Stripko. Kishulik hooked. Shot high. Paint. No good. Rebound. Bowman tips it to Jackson. Fires the pass down court. Fleming to the bucket, and he is going to be wiped out. Are they going to call him with a travel?
That's travel.
Yeah.
The ball was at an awkward angle, so for him to catch it and immediately distribute it and dribble it immediately, it was the right call.
Rotet down the floor on the left. Kishulik, left wing. Bounce pass over to Rotet. Drives baseline up and good.
Good recognition from Rotet. Saw that Steel High was out of position defensively, had not gotten switched back into the zone, and he had an opening on the baseline to take an easy two.
12 seconds to go in the quarter. Steel High by 12. Young at center circle. He'll dribble. 7, 6, 5. Now Young passes it off to Greer. Turns around. Back to Young. One dribble. Forces it up. At the buzzer. It's good. Malachi Young. He's in double digits. As we reach the end of the third quarter, we'll take timeout. Our score after three, Steel High 49, Tamaqua 34. Back with the fourth quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMFS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Eight minutes of basketball left here at the Spartan Center tonight. Steel High enjoying a 15-point lead here over Tamaqua. Blue Raiders with the basketball to start the fourth. It's going to be Rotet, top of the key. It's over Kishulik. Pass tipped by Fleming, but Rotet able to recollect. Now he gets it knocked away. Greer picks it up off the floor. Here's Jackson. Cross midcourt for the Rollers. Jackson kicks it down to Fleming in the corner. Flashes in. Jump, stop, shot, no good. Rebound is by Tamaqua. And I'm sorry, it's going to be last touch by Fleming. It'll be Tamaqua ball.
Rollers at this point, though, just have to continue to be smart about things. Had a couple of buzzer beaters that they hit before the end of the first half and then the end of the third quarter that have really helped propel momentum.
Rotet with a deep three, top of the key, hand in his face, and he got it anyway. 49-37.
He's got 16. Kishulik has 17. Rest of team, 4 for Tamaqua. That's why they're not any closer.
Young on the right side. Gets some pressure. That's Fleming. Now out around it goes to Jackson. Flashes in. Puts the high floater up. Rolls around. And good. Gets the friendly roll here from the Spartan center rim. Rolls back up by 14. 51-37. Rotet, top of the key, fake the three, steps just inside the arc, long two is no good, rebound to Kripko, back to Rotet. Rotet, Kishulik, threads it down, Kripko, no good, rebound is thrown out of bounds, they're going to say it last, went off of Fleming.
But as the clock wears on and more shots missed for Tamaqua, a better off for the Rollers because they continue just to play smart defense. Trading baskets, not a problem right now.
Kishulik bounce pass, Rotet, and in the air steps to the baseline, tries to jumper, no good. Kishulik tries to save it from going out of bounds, cannot do so. It'll be Roller basketball.
Steel High, the balance tonight is the key, as we've seen so many times. Kayvon Jackson with 12, Malachi Young with 10, but everybody else who's played, on six players have at least 6 points in the game.
Timeout on the floor, we'll take one as well. 6:25 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steel High 51, Tamaqua 37. Back after this, it's Roller Basketball on WMSF.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has 2 automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to the Spartan Center. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, studio producer Tim Neville, Megan Hughes, and Brady Kaiser as statisticians for tonight's ball game. 14-point lead for the Rollers here, 51-37.
You look at a lot of the stats right now, Steve. I mean, shooting-wise, Rollers shoot just a little bit better. They've made more from outside the arc. Rebounding-wise, Rollers taking the rebounding edge in that quarter, 25-22 for the game now. But, I mean, really, you look at a lot of stats overall outside of turnovers. The Rollers are the ones who it's just slightly ahead, but they're pretty even. But it's just the balance is the disparity. How much Steel High is dependent on everybody.
Jenkins to the bucket, up and good, but they got to call a foul on Jenkins.
Yep, charge. He had decided well back that he was going to take that ball in. And Tamaqua, that's one of the things about a 2-3 zone when you match up out of it. You have man-to-man tendencies, so you've got somebody right on and going with Jenkins. In a 2-3 zone, you're used to normal teams not having that guy playing man-to-man in that spot, cutting between them.
Donald back to Rotet, tries the three, that's no good. Kripko hands it off to Kishulik, who lays it up and in. Again, there's the height advantage that really the Blue Raiders have not taking advantage of.
Yeah, but at that time, it was a good decision from Kripko because he didn't have an angle on his shot at a wide open Kishulik behind him to make that one.
51-39, Rollers by a dozen. Jackson loses the basketball. He got it poked away, and it was rolling on the floor, and it's going to be Steel High ball as it goes out of bounds. 5:44 left.
Where you have to be careful, though, if you're the Rollers, because you can't just drive into the basket aimlessly. At that time, Jackson into traffic, was not anticipating.
Fleming couldn't get the pass through. Rotet steals it away. Rotet brings it up top of the key, going down the lane. Finger roll, no good. Rebound, or rather a foul will be called against Rare. He'll pick up his third.
I think the danger here for the Rollers, Steve, exists because it's easy when you are the favorite in a game and you have a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter, and things have been going your way, to sort of mentally check out a little bit, especially when you know a team like Archbishop Carroll is likely the next opponent for you. They can say whatever you want to, but you know the guys are looking ahead a little bit, saying, look who we might be able to play next. And this is a danger now for Steel High, and Coach Binder, I'm sure, at this point needs to refocus them.
You know, the Octorera people and the Archbishop Carroll people are probably in attendance here somewhere tonight because their game was postponed until tomorrow. That game has actually moved. I think Harrison was the original location, but now that game is being played at Council Rock South tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and the reason for that is Philadelphia Center City got hammered themselves, even more so than a lot of other places where they just didn't have any place to move the stuff. And it was difficult. A lot of the schools down there, I think just about all the schools down there, had off today. So having to rearrange a lot of the games. And one of those things that when you're in March and you get that amount of snow that you're not necessarily anticipating, it makes it tough for the PIAA.
Gives Archbishop Carroll a doubleheader, I think, boys and girls tomorrow. Jackson with the inbounds pass here. We'll get it to Jenkins. Cross midcourt. Rollers by 10 here with 5.5 left to play. Young circles around as Samakwa in chase mode here.
That's because they've gone man-to-man, recognizing that Steel High is going to play, pull it out.
Jenkins, Jackson, out near center circle with the dribble, gets away from the pressure. Now back towards the bucket. Now takes a 17-foot jumper. That's no good. Greer, the putback attempt is no good. Kachulik gets the rebound for Samakwa.
Shot was not necessary, though, and it was not an easy look for Jackson.
Shipko can't get the pass as it comes out of bounds, and Steel High is going to get it back via the turnover.
That mistake that time for Samakwa. I mean, an absolute mistake because you have Steel High giving you what you wanted of a pointless, meaning not scoring any points on their end, and now you have a chance to cut it down to single digits, and instead you turn the ball over. 15th of the game.
Fleming in the front court for the Rollers. Going to get around Stripco. Drives. Pass it down the corner. Now here comes Young. Open lane to the bucket. And it's going to be an offensive, or rather a defensive goaltending against Kachulik.
I think it was Kachulik. I actually thought it was Stripco who came in there who erased that shot.
Regardless, the main bucket for Young. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound is safe from going out of bounds by Jenkins. Up court, it gets underneath to Jackson. Fleming back to Jackson. Thought about the three, drives baseline now. Comes back out to Young.
You know what? And that's one thing. A lot of these guys, Malachi Young is a very poised player for a freshman. Pulls that ball right back out. Didn't have numbers and no reason to force it.
Now there goes Jenkins to the bucket, and he almost outran the pass, and it ends up being a jump ball. It'll be Steel High basketball.
The basketball IQ of this Steel High team is something I've raved about during this playoff run so far, Steve. And that's a place where you have a freshman, even though he's being instructed by his coach, how many guys will still keep pushing anyways? He pulls the ball right out under complete call.
4 minutes to go. 53-41 timeout. Taking on a flurry, they'll give us an opportunity to tell you about some of the games that we know of. AAA boys, District 3 with a couple teams in the next round. Mannheim Central, maybe Wilkes-Barre GAR, 35-32. They'll next probably play, well, they will play Newman Goretti because we saw a partial score on that, and it's ugly. Bishop McDevitt beat Audrey Charter. That was the first game here, 80-71. The District 11 champion, Pottsville, remains undefeated. They beat Valley View tonight, 63-37. They could be opposite Susquehanna Township in the next round.
Who does not have an easy game against Glenn Mills the next one.
One score from out west in AAA bracket. Newcastle beat Erie Strong Vincent, of course. You can say that's in the west, but that would be a team that could possibly be in the next game for Steel High if they could get by the next one.
A lot of people might look at the draw for Steel High, circle Archbishop Carroll, and say, hey, if you get by there, easy going. Indiana is the Whitfield champion, and they are not an easy out. A very gutty win against Beaver Falls in the Whitfield championship game, a one-point matchup. A lot of them people out there are calling one of the best championship games in years.
Greer with the inbound pass gets it to Young. Just across midcourt, under 4 minutes to play now, 53-41. Steel High leads by 12. Here's Jenkins driving to the bucket, pass poked out of bounds by Samakwa.
Got to take care of business here first, though. Don't want to say at this point this game is over. It's a 12-point game. The Rollers have struggled hitting foul shots in this building. And you've got a Samakwa team that is capable outside the arc, over 100 threes on the season.
Young to Jenkins. 3:40 on the clock. Colors by 12. And he will be fouled by Rotette.
I think a necessary foul, too. That's only the fourth team foul, so Steel High is going to be inbound. You got to pick up a couple more. The problem is with the guys out on the floor, you got three now on Rotette. You can't lose him.
Young in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Passes down to Fleming. He'll drive baseline, goes all the way underneath. Comes around to the clock, gets double teamed. Bad pass, poked away Jackson, but it's going to be stolen. And Jackson, oh, he's going to force a travel by McDonald. They're going to call it Jackson came down on him, but no.
He didn't. And that's the thing, McDonald looking up and wanting to push the ball, and then the leap by Jackson made him change his mind.
So the Rollers get the basketball back. It's going to be Jenkins looking to get it inbound, and I don't know what he did there, but
let me explain that one. Jenkins had nobody to throw the ball to. So he decided to try to throw the ball off the guy standing in front of him. The problem was when he threw it off of the guy in front of him, the ball came right back to him, and he just stood there and grabbed it.
Rotette to Kishulik at the foul line. Back to Rotette, left wing. Down in the corner, Shilko hands it back out. Kishulik tries a three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Guerrero will just let it go. And Steel High will inbound with 3:07 on the play in the fourth, leading by 12.
Worst thing that happened to him was he made his first three because he hasn't made one since. I don't have the individual numbers on Kishulik today from outside the arc, but I know he's missed at least six of them. He's like maybe 1 for 7 at best.
A bounce pass, and it is tipped and out of bounds. Steel High will inbound.
We got to get Dagan Hughes to be quicker. He's supposed to be guarding that side. I got this side of the table. He's got the other side. We almost had an absolute catastrophe with the ball in here.
Bounce pass tipped, but Young able to run it down, and he is going to be fouled.
That might be Rotette's fourth.
I have the best angle at the scorer's table here.
Best angle anywhere.
It's either Rotette or Miller. It's going to be Miller. Yep, Miller's out.
Wow. No offense to Ben Miller, a 6'1 senior, who, if Tamaqua not coming from behind in this game, is playing his last game. But he's not one of those vital guys.
We do need to note, again, Russell Blaker, we read reports that he might be sick and out for this game. He has been out. He was their third leading scorer on this team.
And he's a guy that when he is confidently taking shots, is capable of hitting three-point shots. That's been missing tonight for them.
The Rollers with the basketball. It is swing. And he's going to draw a foul. This time it's going to be McDonald who picks up his fourth now. The Steel High will inbound their foul number 6.
And the guys who are picking up fouls are guys that shouldn't be picking up fouls. That's why you get other guys in. Like Shilko is a guy who hasn't picked up a foul yet.
Young tries to pass. It's slotted back in his face. Now from the floor, gets a pass to Jenkins. Down low, Greer to the bucket, up and good.
And a quick steal for Steel High right away. It was Rotette who slipped. And Jackson stepped right in front of the pass.
Jenkins circling around, and Rotette, I believe, is going to pick up the foul here, his fourth.
That should, as long as Steel High takes care of business at the line, pretty much do this one, as the crowd's starting to filter on both sides. As packed as the parking lot was when we came in, I understand why for some people trying to get the early jump.
They may get to the car by the time the game's over.
This was the McDevitt game. They'd still have another half an hour before with all the fouls that happened in that one.
Jenkins' first shot is good, and we've got some words being exchanged. Rotette and I think Fleming have to be separated.
Coach Binder had to go over and grab a hold of his player to try to calm him down.
And they might be calling double tech here.
I think they are. And if they are,
that's going to be it.
Rotette's done.
Yep, he is done.
Wow.
Well, Rotette is going to foul out. Double tech.
And for Fleming, that's just his second personal foul of the game. Doesn't affect him at all.
going to be...
That's a tough way for your career to end, too.
Yeah.
Assuming that they don't come from behind in this one with Rotet, probably the best three-point shooter they have out on the floor, at least tonight. He's going to sit down. Very impressed with that young man. What an athlete he is. 18 points tonight. Hit a couple of jacks from outside, a couple of acrobatic efforts inside as well.
It's going to be Jenkins just to shoot his second shot that he had. The double text are just a wash. Now here's the second shot from Jenkins. It is on the way. It is good. 57-41. Steel High in control here with 2.5 to play. The Schulich down court. Grisco back out to Zuber, who'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound Jackson underneath. Rips the rebound away. Now has to dribble away from the pressure. Gets it up to Jenkins. Jenkins across midcourt. Jenkins will be fouled by Schulich. And go to the line again.
Now this is where they're just going to try to extend the game as much as they can. But if you're not hitting shots outside the arc, doesn't matter what you do if you're fouling people. You can try to extend as much as you can. You're down 16. You need some empty trips from Steel High, and you need some triples that finally fall for you. And with only three made three-point baskets in this game, out of a total of about 14 shots from outside the arc for Tamaqua, not looking good for the Blue Raiders to move on.
And Rotet out of the game as well. First shot was good. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 2:11 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Steel High 58, Tamaqua 41. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Left to play. Here it is. Seattle AAA Boys State first round game. Steel High in control as Jenkins makes the second free throw as well. 59-41. Steel High by 18. Kachulik will drive inside. Finger roll up and good at the other end.
Where's that been, though? I know Steel High is slacking off a little bit because they don't have to play aggressive defense, but that's the type of move that instead of standing outside the arc going 1-for-8, he should be taking the ball inside.
Jenkins fires a pass stolen away by Kachulik, going to the bucket, up and good at the other end. And now a quick timeout taken by Tamaqua. We'll step out as well. 1:42 left to play in the fourth quarter. Steel High 59, Tamaqua 45. Back after this, Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Pete's East End Pub, 12443 South Front Street in Steelton, is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Basketball following the timeout. Jackson to Jenkins across midcourt. He'll dump it down underneath the Greer of the River. Slam is good. The Rollers back up by 18.
And Greer with 10, the fourth roller in double digits tonight.
Sorry, just 16. 61-45 as we're going to get a foul here as Skripko looking to pass it off and Jackson reaches in and fouls.
No need for that. No need whatsoever because you're up by 16. You don't want to give a team a chance to score with the clock stopped. Yes, the decision of this one probably is not the balance anymore, but still, not a necessary foul.
Grifko gets his first point of the night from the line. 61-46.
And this is a very senior-laden Kamaka team. Have a very difficult time thinking that this team is going to have an easy rebuild next year.
61-47 after Skripko makes the second win as well. Young brings it up, gets it across midcourt to Bowman. Bowman breaks the pressure, comes over to Jenkins. Jenkins just circles back towards midcourt. Minute four left. Jenkins will drive to the bucket, puts it up and in, but they're going to wave off the shot. They fouled.
He wanted a continuation. Referee looks at him and says, "You're not LeBron." Now, he didn't say that. I would have said that, but that's why I don't referee.
He gets Laker in the game now. He'll get the foul. First shot of the line by Jenkins is no good.
Odd.
I'm not sure why Laker's in there. Maybe it's just 50%.
Well, I think the other thing right now, you have him shoot. He tweaked something against Salisbury. That's the reason he also wasn't going to play tonight, potentially. It was questionable coming in. Just surprised that they have him out there now.
62-47. Here's Kaschulik inside to the bucket. No good, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two with 51 seconds left.
We'll get Malachi Young. Nope, they're going to get Jackson with his fourth. You got Kaschulik, though, and he's going to be a guy who ends up with Kamaka. He now has, with his results tonight, that being his made foul shot there, he now has over 1,500 career points, third all-time, in Blue Raider school history.
Those shots are good for Kaschulik, 62-49. Here's Young, cross midcourt. He'll circle back out, 43 seconds left. Gets it poked away into the backcourt. Jenkins runs back to get it, crosses the timeline again. At center circle, gets it back to Bowman. He's double-teamed, dribbles around it, and Kaschulik, I believe, will reach out and give him the foul.
That's going to be the first of the game against Kaschulik. Bowman's not far away from being another guy who can get into double digits for the Rollers. Look at the balance tonight from the Rollers. You can say all you want about the fact that this team is not deep, but they are a solid six deep. And that's being proven tonight when their leading scorer, Dequan Fleming, has 7 points. He is sixth on the team in scoring tonight, and everybody else has between 9 and 14, actually.
Those shots in line by Bowman. Good. Kaschulik to try a three-pointer at the other end. Rebound goes out of bounds, off of Steel High. Kamaka to inbound, down by 15 here with 23 seconds left.
Next matchup will be against either Octavara, the District 1 champion, or against the team most expected to be Archbishop Carroll.
Laker will try the three. That's no good. Rebound. McDonald puts it up and in on the backside. Glass, 64-51. Inbound pass goes to Young. 8 seconds left. He will almost lose it. Now crosses the timeline. Goes over the right side. 2 seconds left. Kamaka drops off. And the Blue Raiders are dropped off. Final score here tonight. Steel High, 64. Kamaka, 51. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Spartan Center here at Milton Hershey. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser here. 64-51 is the final score. Steel High beats them here tonight in the first round of the NCAA AAA Boys Basketball Playoff.
Now let's run down the statistics in this one. For the Rollers, 14 points tonight for Jafai Jenkins to lead the way. 12 points for Kayvon Jackson. 12 for Malachi Young. 10 points for Jerron Grayer. So four Rollers in double digits. You had 9 for Ja'Kai Bowman off the bench and 7 for Daquan Fleming. And that's all the players who got in for the Rollers as usual. For Tamaqua, 25 for Brent Krasulik, 18 for Bo Rotet, and rest of team, 8. 4 for Nate McDonald, 2 for Thad Zuber, and 2 for Tyler Skripko. So, I mean, the balance of the Rollers is the key here. And the fact that the Rollers came in here controlled what they needed to, and they got scoring from all 6 of the guys who were out on the floor. You get a great effort tonight from Malachi Young, really controlling things, especially at times in that fourth quarter. When he needed to bring the ball out, he was the voice of reason out on the floor, really saying, hey guys, let's pull it out, let's slow things down. You had Ja'Kai Jenkins who hit a couple big threes in the game in the second half, just did the little things. You had Jerron Grayer doing what he does on the inside, and you had Ja'Kai Bowman making a couple shots of importance in the game, and Kayvon Jackson. He hit the buzzer beater at the end of the first half. I mean, you had this team here playing. I think we talk about a team peaking at the right time, and we thought there was a good chance this team peaked when they got the district championship. I don't know that that's the case. They're playing pretty well right now, and they won't be favored in the next one, unless Octorara would upset Archbishop Carroll. But you got to give the Rollers a chance right now, because they're playing basketball as confidently as you can as a team. Shot today, 21 for 51 from the field, 41%, 6 for 20 outside the arc, 30%. For Tamaqua, they were 18 of 47 for 38% from the field, but they were just 3 of 16 outside three-point range, 19%. And the one guy, Krasulik, was out there just throwing up threes. I had him at somewhere around 1 for 8 1-for-9, somewhere in that range. And when you got the 6'7 guy taking a bunch of threes and missing them, not only can he not rebound for you inside, but he's also not scoring for you either. Rebounds, Tamak was a +2 in the game, but that was really a wash. Turnovers were an issue, especially early, and Tamak ended up turning the ball over 19 times compared to 14 for Steel High.
Let's look at some of the District 3, the local teams that are in the state playoffs. Some of the results we got on the girls' side, Cumberland Valley, easy winner over Bordertown, 48-23. Palmyra beat Garnet Valley, 48-35. They're in the next round. CD East, also a winner tonight, 50-34 over Parkland. One other District 3 team we have a score for there, Red Lion lost to Abington, 67-46. Double-A girls, Trinity got hammered by undefeated Newman Gretti, 77-37. Camp Hill a winner tonight over District 12's Bodine, 60-39. York Catholic beat Holy Cross, the District 3 champion there, winning 63-46. Moving to single-A boys, we have a couple scores there. Millersburg, the, well, runner-up of District 3, but 3-1 in your PIAA bracket. They beat North Penn.
Runner-up on the court. Field. Champions in your heart, you know.
57-41, of course, that being the Impact Academy deciding not to send their team to the playoffs because the school is closing. Who cares about that one? Halifax beat Jenkintown, 57-54 in overtime. Lancaster Christian, the team that was, hey, guess what? You're in the state playoffs. Well, they lost to Shanksville, 62-32.
Well, they got a chance to go play basketball because they probably hadn't been practicing all week either. So they'd already started playing baseball, and most of the team was actually there. And then all of a sudden, somebody gives them a call and says, hey, in a couple of days, you got a state playoff game. What? Get out the shorts again, guys.
So now we'll look at the AAA boys bracket, and we'll run down some of the games here. Gettysburg got clubbed by Newman Goretti, 77-29.
They did not beat the spread that we saw online, although I think our spread, they still didn't beat that one either.
They lost by 48. Ouch. That's painful. Newman Goretti will next play Manheim Central. They beat Coast Ferry GR, 35-32.
I'll put the early spread on that one at about 27, just because Manheim Central's annoying as far as being able to slow teams down.
Mitch McDevitt won. They beat Auden Reed Charter, 80-71. The next play, either Milton or Allentown Central Catholic. Scranton Prep, Imhotep Charter, both winners tonight. Susquehanna Township, a winner tonight. They beat Glen Mills, 73-53. They'll next play unbeaten Pottsville, the District 11 winner, who beat Valley View tonight, 63-37. That'll be an interesting matchup.
That'll be an interesting matchup. I honestly, at this point, Susquehanna Township's a team that I really think can make a deep run. I've got them right now in my mental bracket, making it all the way to the semis.
Out west, of course, this game, Steel High will next face either Oxford or Archbishop Carroll. That game being played tomorrow, Council Rock South, 4 o'clock. I'm sure the Steel High scouts will be heading down that way.
I think they'll be more scouts.
Yeah,
I think
probably,
there'll be
probably
an entire team going.
Newcastle beat Erie Strong Vincent, 55-52. They'll next play Indiana, the District 7 champion, who beat South Fayette, 42-38. Beaver Falls, a winner in the western quarter. They'll next either play Somerset or Mars. I'm scored in that one. And the other two winners are Ambridge and Erie Cathedral.
Well, the Rollers move on. We remind our listeners we still have basketball coming up this weekend, courtesy of the Lebanon Valley College women. That'll be tomorrow in the ECAC South semifinals of that tournament. And they will be taking on Washington and Jefferson. So that'll be a 4 o'clock tip time, at least scheduled, from Albright tomorrow. Myself, John Wilsbach, will be on the scene for that one. If they win that game, they will play on Sunday as well. But you know, if you're going to listen tomorrow, you might as well tune in then. We'll let you know when and where that game is, if LVC does win that game. Then we'll be right back with the Rollers again next Tuesday. Site and time to be determined, but wherever it is, we will be there with them.
Expect either Goggle Complex or Coatesville. They're my guesses.
Well, I think that's pretty safe, especially considering the two teams, considering the type of atmosphere. Those are two venues that they have used many times in the past for the neutral site game between the District 3 teams and the Philadelphia area teams.
All right, well, that'll wrap it up for our coverage of Steel High basketball here this evening. I'd like to thank our senior producer, Tim Neville, our statisticians, Brady Kaiser, Dagan Hughes, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy saying goodnight from the Spartan Center, Milton Hershey. Getting our final score tonight with Steel High 64, Tamaqua 51. The Rollers move on to the second round on Tuesday night. And you heard it live here on WMSN.
You've been listening to high school playoff basketball on WMSS. Tonight's game was brought to you in part by TJ's Car Wash, Courtney Printing, Seabird's Garage, Pete's East End Pub, Steelton Italian Club, 230 Cafe, Mid Penn Bank, Linda Grady, Remax Realtor, Don Fury Construction, and by Jazzland. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.